Oh yeah, you're listening to Raw Radio. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be podcasted. Raw Radio, hosted by Alex Yeva and sound engineered by Pat. Yeah.
And then he goes into raptor mode.
Wow, I really felt that in my loins.
Timmy, we need more energy. That's not enough energy from you, my friend.
Are we on? Are we live?
We're
that
live.
That was like Xanax energy.
We're live right now? Raw Radio?
Yeah, but you don't have to shout.
That's what I do. I shout. I'm a big shouter.
All right, I'm going to need you about 2 feet away from the mic.
Let's bring it down a couple of notches about here. How about here?
Full body distance from the mic, Timmy, please.
Are we good, though?
We're good. Actually, this week on our show, we have Timmy Z. You've heard his voice during the last couple of episodes.
That sexy voice.
He is the Raw Radio prankster specialist, prank call specialist. Right, Timmy?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. We played you calling a bail bonds place a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that was exciting.
He called this place and he's like, my client called me and basically he's arrested for being Armenian.
Which is possible.
He said his uncle is Osama bin Laden.
Hey, I'm not Armenian.
Pat, can you play that? Yeah. How can an Armenian have an Osama bin Laden uncle?
Through marriage?
Wait. Wait, hold on. Is the radio show started?
Yeah, hi. This is it. Who am I talking to? Hey, Virch.
Birch? Birch.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Hey, Virch.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I'm a lawyer.
I should have been a lawyer.
Okay.
He's not into this.
I like
my
that
name
long
is
pause.
Timmy Z. I've got a kid from Armenia that got arrested for being Armenian.
Okay.
He's in jail right now in Hollywood. And how do I get him out?
How much is the bail?
Apparently, the bail is $95,000.
Okay. He just left.
Is it federal?
Yes.
No,
it's
the guy
federal,
on the phone didn't.
And
laugh.
Apparently, he's been yelling at the police officers, saying his uncle's Osama bin Laden.
All right, you can stop that one, Pat. That's long phone call. Right. But
that's how you started the show, Alex and Yeva.
Basically.
That's how you welcome me to your fucking radio show.
We had to
do
give
think
an
we
intro.
Need some like hardcore beat music to like really start the show? Because that's usually how we do. Put something music on.
First off, am I allowed to cuss? Is there FCC guidelines?
You're allowed to cuss.
No,
okay, there's no FCC guidelines.
No, you can cuss.
We're beyond FCC.
All right, motherfucking bitch shit asshole. I just need to get
that out
of the way.
We're doing the Carlin way right now. The Carlin way.
I just
need
to get that out of the way.
But we had to like preface you with something you've done for the show so people know who you are. Because I was talking like one of these days we're going to have Timmy on the show.
Everybody knows me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you don't know, now
you know.
No.
That's right, Timmy. You're an actor, right?
You go very far. Yeah, I'm actually I'm a comedic actor / comedian.
Mm.
I go under the name Timmy Z,
right.
And I also go under the name Chuck Bingham, which is a stand-up comic, my alter ego
okay.
that does comedy in a dress.
What have you done?
Really?
Like, what shows have you done, Timmy? That we've seen
shows that you have seen to date.
Yeah.
I'm kind of an up-and-comer, but in 2004, I was on a show called Fear Factor. You guys remember
the
show Fear
that.
Factor?
We've heard of that.
Dude, I was on the 100th episode of Fear Factor, and long story short, I got flown out to New York. They put me up in a hotel room, and I was so excited to just be in New York. It was my first time ever in New York, and I partied the whole night. They give you a small amount of cash just for like food and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I saved all that money
and then went
used
hard.
It for fucking alcohol. And I went out the night before the competition, the first round, and I got all effed up. I ended up calling a call girl. How do you politically correct?
That's the politically correct way of saying it.
Is a that hooker, a whore.
That's it is. You don't say whore.
Yeah, okay. So I called up a
we call them harlots these days.
Harlots?
I called up a very attractive 55-year-old call girl. I didn't know she was 55 at the
Cougars?
Time.
Wow.
Anyways, so she showed up at my hotel room that the Fear Factor people bought for me.
Right.
And it's like 4 a.m. She bought a bunch of drugs. I don't do drugs, but at that time I was doing drugs.
Wait, how much money did they give you that you could afford a call girl?
I don't want to talk about that.
You are talking about that. How much did she cost?
Just for entertainment purposes, I might get sued after
the
show
see.
Or something like that.
I see, because you used the company money to get.
Exactly. I used the production's money to get. The call girl stuff.
Awesome.
I think Hollywood industry person does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt they use that money for anything better than that the rest
right.
of them.
Right. Anyways, long story short, I get a knock on my door at 6 a.m.
Right.
And I have my pants down.
Oh, shit.
And she's at 6 a.m. She's doing her thing that women do. that like me, and she
changing
was giving
her tampon. Go on.
How do you say this politically correct? A BJ?
Why are you
is that
trying
okay?
to be politically correct? She was giving you a blowjob.
Correctness here. Just be raw.
I don't know. Okay.
So she was blowing you.
So she's giving me a blowjob.
Right.
And
there we go.
I get a knock on the door by the cash director guy, and he's like, "Dude, you got to go do your first round. What's up? You got to do your challenge." Well, here I am. I'm all yacked up on some good fucking New York
right.
Coke.
Right.
I'm on pot. I'm on downers, Xanax, vitamins,
and you're ready
and all
to shoot.
Stuff.
You name it. He's on it.
I end up going and doing the thing, and they put me on a tram, and I'm hanging from a tram, and I grab three flags, and the chicks grab like seven
Keep
flags.
Keep in mind, the hooker
like,
is still hanging off his
guy?
Penis.
Long story short, I got kicked off after the first round. I didn't even make it to the second round.
What was their reasoning for kicking you off, Timmy?
It was me, actually. There was no other reason. Like, they didn't know I was all effed up and stuff like that.
Did they
that.
Give you a reason? Or did they say, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't work
no,
out?
No, the
or?
First round, if you watch it, it's on, like, you could find it on Hulu, I think,
okay.
or YouTube or something like that. But you'll see me during the challenge.
Right, right.
This is so, like, underground Hollywood talk right here. You could see me during the challenge. I'm all effed up. I'm talking to Joe Rogan. I'm all hopped up. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm ready for this challenge, Joe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I go do the challenge, and I grab, like, you know, three, four flags when the girls were grabbing like seven, eight flags. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
By the way, I just want to say on a side note, I love the atmosphere here. I love your radio station.
Thank
it's
you, Timmy.
Awesome. Yeva's looking sexy tonight. If you
Always.
Guys don't know what she's wearing, she's got a nice, tight red pant outfit on.
I was actually going to go into that, Timmy, because
it's
usually
the holiday season.
Usually we start off with a quick discussion, and then we're all, and then I'm like 20 minutes into the show. I'm like, yeah. So welcome to Raw Radio, episode 7. Now that we've discussed 8 things,
right?
I got Timmy. We got Yeva as always, Hi. And I have to tell you, Yeva's wearing this tight black corset, kind of lacy.
Classy, but
classy
pretty.
Top.
Sexy.
And red Christmassy pants looking
yes,
really
everyone
good.
Everyone should
Yeva.
Dress up all the time around the holidays.
Good. And you know what I also I like about you guys? You guys service some good cocktails here. I'm having a
right.
good vodka 7-Up.
Right. But
I'm
we
getting
keep
a little juiced up. I'm excited.
But we keep it professional. Not too much drinking.
Of course
we don't
keep
want,
it.
You know, who cares if the show is free? We still want to give people high production value.
And that's what I like
Absolutely.
About you guys.
Right?
Quality.
Big time.
And actually, my promise to our audience is that every week we're going to bring a better show. And it's like we save the settings from the last show.
Are
we
on
tune
right
in,
now? Are
tweak
we live
them just
right
a bit.
Now?
That's the show. The show starts off without
oh,
you even thinking.
Okay.
Without you even thinking we're live.
I thought this was a sound check.
So
no,
we're
no.
already in show 7. We're trying to bring you a better show every week. So I'm guessing by like show 10-15 we have to play like Russian
by
roulette on 10, the air.
By show 10-15 we're celebrities. Forget it.
We have to play Russian roulette on the air and kill each other and stay entertaining. But
Alex, I love your co-host. She rolls up cigarettes in these little marijuana papers.
She rolls her own cigarettes. Yeah.
I thought it was a cigarette. I thought it was a
joint.
A joint.
No,
yeah.
I look soft, but I'm hardcore.
Yeah, Yeva's a cowboy.
Seriously?
Yeah, at heart.
She's like an urban cowgirl.
Like
dude.
She's all dressed nice and city, but she's gonna go out and hop on her horse and go.
That's
go.
Hot.
What I'm talking about.
A
with
black
her
horse.
Spurs.
Mount up.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Once you go black horse.
All right, I want to fuck this show tonight. I want to fuck this show.
You've
I'm
been
here to
saying
fuck
that
this show.
Hey, by the way, you have a shirt that you're wearing. It says "Wanna pet my beagle," and it says it's said by Timmy Z.
That's my catchphrase. I went on a show called Seducing Cindy.
Right.
It airs on Fox Reality Channel January 30th.
Cindy
What's
Margolis?
That about?
Cindy Margolis. Yes,
I know her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's blonde.
Yeah, she
and
is
downloadable.
Blonde, and she's
the
got
most
big,
downloaded
fake boobs.
Woman on the internet.
But how old is she
Alex,
now?
You're exactly right. You know what? I think she's like 40-something now.
Maybe older.
But like all older women, they lie about their age, right?
Right.
I mean, that's just
but
the
you
way
can
you
tell how old they
that's
are.
That's just what you do. Like Yeva says she's like 18, but we know she's like 19.
22.
Yeah. Raw Radio, what's up, bitch?
Yes, I love it.
I love it. No. Give me the mic for one
At
second.
12.
You have
this
the mic.
This show call is... I have the mic. I'm sorry. I'm like eating the mic right now.
Hey,
I'm like sucking the mic.
Let's give him all three mics real quick.
Right away.
Hey, I'm going to take a piss. Timmy, you talk in all three mics.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Oh, okay. No, because you're like... You're like no,
like
I love
God
it how you guys are like, dude, the show's going to start.
Yeah.
Just, it's going to go. If you have to take a pee now.
Right.
The show doesn't stop. It's an hour-long show.
Yeah.
We've got a great musical guest tonight. Don't be a jackass. Just say what you need to say, and then
by
get the
way,
fuck out of here.
By the way, in the house we have tonight Sam Babayan, who's the lead singer of the Dirty Diamond.
He's amazing!
And I actually
Macho.
Got a hold of him today because I decided to do the show today. Wanted
he
to get
lights
the musical,
up the room, I tell you.
Wanted to get the musical act all together, so he brought a song that he actually made, and we're going to play it during the halftime. just so he can get something out there. And that's what we do on the show. We bring out independent musicians.
The guy looks as good as his music.
Right.
And better.
And you know how good that is? Not very. No, I'm kidding.
Sam's music is rock and roll. It's like kickback, influenced by Beatles.
It has soul and heart.
It's good stuff. And you're going to hear a little number called Dead Flowers during the halftime. So.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Good show. A lot of good stuff.
Before I was really interrupted by you two sexy hosts. Raw Radio.
Actually, every time we speak, we're interrupting Timmy on today's show.
Because it's a show right now. We're the guests, actually.
Welcome to the Timmy Z Radio with special guest Raw Radio.
We're with the guest, Alex.
Hey, Timmy, you actually did.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Timmy, you actually did radio before this. You had your own little thing going, that which was broadcasted, right?
Yeah, I had a little cheesy radio show that I'm actually trying to get on like the mainstream radio stations
but
out
not,
here in
but
LA.
The non-cheesy version.
Well, the cheesy version, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What makes it cheesy?
Cheese sells.
But the show is called Rock and Talk. I'd Rock have talk. Unsigned bands send in their MP3s. Right. I'd play their music. They'd call in. Right. And then I'd have a guy that was in the music business, and he'd dissect their songs. So their song would be played on my radio show.
Right.
And then after their song, the guy would either bag on their music or he would do constructive criticism.
I love that.
I kind of like that, man. That was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool. So I just talked to KDLA 93.5. But they're like hip-hop and stuff, so they were kind of like balking at it. And I said, hey, I'm a white guy. I listen to country music. But shit, I can get down with the brothers. So, you know what I'm saying?
So, no, Ice was white.
Give me a radio show, motherfucker.
So they didn't want you because they didn't think you probably fit in with the hip-hop culture?
I haven't gone down that road
yet. That's bullshit.
Isn't that racism?
That's bullshit. Hey, Pat, cue up some...
Eminem?
Cue up some Redman. Timmy,
that's what I'm talking about.
Give us an intro to this Redman song. Let's see how your hip-hop DJ voice is.
I got the beatbox. My name is Timmy Z. You're listening to Raw Radio right here on NBC. It's not NBC. It's Raw Radio. You can only hear it here live. Here we go. Cue it up one time.
This is Redman.
Cue it up. It's all good. Redman came.
Fuck Redman. Let's just hear him.
I don't even care. What? Chicken.
Okay.
The house.
Well, as far as that intro is concerned, on 88.9 I think you lost about 98% of hip hop listeners.
No, 52 the best.
52%.
Did I just lose all the audience listeners?
Just the hip hop guys. Just the hip hop guys.
I'm a douchebag, and I know that. But we understand I'm a douchebag.
You're not a douchebag. No, you're not. Definitely not a douchebag. Have you seen an actual douchebag?
Thank you. How much did Alex pay you to say I'm not a douchebag?
Actually, nothing. When am I going to start getting paid, by the way?
When am I going to get started getting paid?
Like, when?
This is not for money.
I know. It's for the soul.
This is for promotion. This is for the revolution. Because the revolution will not be televised. But it will be podcasted.
Oh, and it is.
I feel your listeners want to hear about this Seducing Cindy thing that I was kind of going
right,
off on.
Right, let's get back
to actually, we never talked about why "want to pet my beagle" is your catchphrase.
Well, that was on that was my catchphrase. I got that from my buddy Lee the Hawk Rearman. He was an 80s American gladiator, and he'd always say, yeah, want to pet my beagle. And
like a perverted kind of, like a creepy kind of thing. Perverted,
yeah, isn't
like
a beagle a tiny little dog?
A beagle is a tiny little dog.
So he has a tiny little penis.
Well, no, he's got a big cock, as I saw in Florida, that's another story.
Direct?
So this became an inside joke with you and Hawk from American Gladiators?
Yeah, so it was kind of an inside joke, exactly, Alex. And basically, I went on this reality show on Fox Reality Channel called Seducing Cindy.
Right.
There's 25 guys throughout the United States that got picked. There was like 500,000 entries and stuff like that.
You were one of the 25 guys?
So they're trying to all hit that poon.
And I was one of the 25 guys that got picked on this show.
Right.
I used to beat off to Cindy Margolis. I had a poster of her above my fucking bed.
Just that optimal beat-off
position.
In my
room. And my dad would be like, how many times a week do you beat off to her?
He asked
you this? It was the strangest conversation. I'm like 14 years old, and I told him straight to his face. I looked to him dead in the eye, and I said, Dad, I beat off to this girl every fucking day. You know what I mean?
Did he as well?
I don't know. That's a question.
Did he have it above your parents' bed?
Z. Hey, Timmy. Hawk is your buddy, isn't it? Hawk from American Gladiators.
Don't call me Timmy. It's Timmy Z.
Timmy Z is your full name?
Yes,
sorry.
That's my full name.
Timmy Z. We'll straighten it up with your publicist. Yeah. But Hawk from American Gladiators is your personal buddy, right?
Yeah, he's a great friend of mine. I could call him right now. I'll probably pick up the fucking phone.
We actually had a little recording of you calling Hawk.
No.
Yeah. And
you recorded that?
I have about a minute of that call.
You're only in the recording booth.
This is actually really funny because every time Timmy asks, hey, is this Hawk? He asks him like two times. Is this Hawk from American Gladiators?
Doubted himself if it was Hawk.
Hawk says, yeah. Ha, 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 it's Hawk. He's like going crazy. Pat, can you play that clip?
This is Timmy Z
the prank call specialist. We're going to do a prank call right now to Lee the Hawk Rearman. This guy was an 80s American gladiator, and I got his phone through a paparazzi, and we're going to see if this phone works, if this number works and all that jazz. Here we go. You're listening to Raw Radio right now, sponsored by Han Imported Asian Vodka. What's up? I'm not sure. Hey, is this Lee the Hawk Rearman from American Gladiator? Hello?
I've been called many things, and that's one of them. Yes, this is Hawk Lee Rearman. What's up there, my buddy Timmy?
Is this Hawk from American Gladiators?
Yes, it is.
Hawk, you're on the line right now with Raw Radio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here with my girlfriend. I'm actually, I just tried out that Han Asian vodka you sent me. I tell you, I love it. It's good stuff.
Dude, Han Asian vodka is the vodka Raw Radio
vodka,
drinks
the
when
it
they
is,
do their
it
sweet.
Is.
This is the best.
Where can I get some of that? Because you sent me some. Where can I get it?
You can get Han Asian vodka anywhere in the United States of America. It's actually worldwide.
Whenever.
That was about it.
Dude.
Good prank call.
I just love the way you react. Yeah, he's like, yeah, this is Hawk. And you're just making a huge deal out of it.
You know what's funny, that laugh that you have? Ha, ha, ha. All of a sudden reminds me of that song. Hoo, hoo. You know that the Gorillaz song?
Oh,
it starts
in the
that
beginning.
Way. It's exactly like that song. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Pat, cue that up while we're talking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pat, you need
in a minute.
Patrick, you need to predict everything we're going to talk about. You need
Patrick,
to cue up everything we're going to talk about.
We need a psychic engineer.
Dude, we're like making Pat do all this work tonight.
This is his big chance.
Do you guys
punch
him every night? You just punch him in the face? Pat, do this. Pat, do that.
He wouldn't be as fast without the whip marks on his back.
Fucking A, man. It's great.
Jesus style.
Professional. That's how we get the professional
standard. Open wounds on his back.
Well, look, I got to plug this one more time.
What do you plug in?
I love the production company that worked this show, Seducing Cindy. It's coming out on Fox Reality Channel January 30th. I don't want to give out dates and stuff like that.
Come on, when is that production company going to plug us?
Just check out Fox Reality Channel and look for Seducing Cindy.
Okay.
It's a fucking classic show.
Okay.
I'm the biggest douchebag on the show.
Wait, did you get kicked off on the first day again? Did you get kicked off on the first day again?
I can't talk about
that.
Oh, it's one of those things.
But I could tell you it's a very, very comical show.
Okay.
I can tell you this much. She's a cougar who's really horny, doesn't have a man, so she needs a bunch of guys to, you know,
right,
compete for her vajay. Yes.
Cindy Margolis was married just recently, right?
Yeah.
But she got a divorce.
And she got a divorce.
She has a couple of kids now.
And then she went to a production company and she said, I want to do a reality show.
Sure.
And I want to do a show where I'm going after guys on camera.
Aren't you guys going after her, though?
And
seducing?
Yeah, we are.
She's also picking the guy.
And I went in for the video. Like, you had to audition video.
Right.
And I sent in some information on me. You sent in an email, and they got a bunch of emails.
They
got like 500,000 email requests.
Right.
And seriously.
Right.
And I basically, they called me in, and I said, I'm 34 years old. I'm a longshoreman. You know, I like Cindy Margolis. When I was 14, I used to beat off to Cindy Margolis.
I think that's the part that got them.
Yeah, the producers are like, bingo.
Yeah, and they're like, dude. Because they wanted fans.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted really good-looking guys
that
she could actually go out with, you know, like these then real guys.
Right.
Look good on camera.
Hey, you guys, Yeva, Alex, it's just fucking reality, dude. If you don't know reality shows, they want some fucking fun shit, you know?
Yeah.
So there's going to be some douchebags and not douchebags. And
sure.
You know, it's
a mix.
It's TV,
so that douchebags fuck with the non-douchebags.
It's fucking
and
TV,
so,
man.
So when we watch this show called
Seducing Cindy.
Seducing Cindy. Are we going to see Outrageous Timmy? Are we going to see, or did you already see what they're going
to
show? Or?
Oh, yeah. You could see if you go to glassmanmedia.com. Go to glassmanmedia.com.
Okay.
And you click on, there's a 4-minute teaser.
Right.
It's, you know, click on Seducing Cindy, glassmanmedia.com. It's fucking comical, dude. And you'll see my face and all that shit. So you could put a face to my voice.
Absolutely.
Because
so all those ladies that are getting heated from your voice can actually pair it with a face now.
Yeah, yeah.
You remind me of that really popular guy in college who goes, like, frat
guy. I am popular.
I've never went to a frat kind of a college, but you look like you would have come from
one of those
places.
I never graduated college. I dropped out my junior year and I worked at a strip club. That's a whole nother radio.
You worked at a strip club?
Why am I not surprised? Yeah. I feel like you're the guy in college like, yeah, let's go, let's fuck it up.
Yeah, I'm the party guy. I'm the party starter.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that everybody goes to. They call me up. They go, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go.
You're the instigator.
Fuck this girl. I'm going to go to this club. I'm going to do this.
He just
sticks
his penis in everything he sees.
And then you dip your balls in mashed potatoes and just act outrageous.
Yeah, man. You know, life's good. Hey, you know?
There's a lot of inserting going on in his life.
Live fast, die young. Live fast, die young.
Hey, I wanna
never die.
I want to take a little break and play Sam's little tune that he brought with us.
Wait, who's Sam?
Sam, the guy we were talking about from Dirty Diamond.
The music.
Hey, can you get on the mic real quick and tell us a little about this song, Sam?
He's a fantastic musician who's also really handsome, by the way.
Well, we're about to listen to how fantastic he is. We'll post pictures of him so you could see the level of his handsomosity. And Sam.
Awesome. How's it going, Alex?
Brother, thank you for coming to the show.
Brother, thanks for having me. This is cool.
A lot of brotherly brothers.
Yeah, this is the New Year's Eve Eve.
Yeah, the New Year's Eve Eve show. See, I always forget to start the show with a bang. I feel like the bang can come later.
What up, Sam?
What's going on, brother?
Can I like, for the listeners out there?
Yeah.
This guy, Sam, this guy's macho. Have you ever heard of the band? What the fuck? What's that band called with the guy with the big goatee?
System of a Down?
No.
ZZ Top?
No, but yeah.
Fucking.
No, Anthrax. You look like the fucking the guy with the goatee
Ian.
From Anthrax. Ian.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
How do you know that? Wow.
This guy's fucking badass, dude. I'm not going to say any more stuff
about
him.
No,
he
is.
He might punch me in the face
right now. Sam has been to like every venue in Los Angeles and played at every venue. The Troubadour, the Viper Room, the name some. He's been to them all. House of Blues.
Yeah.
Whiskey. And he brought a little song called Dead Flowers, which is a Rolling Stones cover.
I saw you at the Woolturn, too. You opened up for a Danzig or something.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy.
Before Anthrax.
That's crazy.
No, just kidding.
Hey, Sam.
He's so like macho. He like doesn't even want to talk to me. That's fine.
I'm not macho, dude. I'm chill. I like you. You're cool.
Hey, tell us about that Dead Flowers song. Can you tell us a little about it?
Well, we're about I usually record my own music, but I was compelled to do a Rolling Stones cover just because I always play it for my friends. They like it. And I was in my friend's studio and we just did this cut with just an acoustic guitar.
Let me guess, like you were already doing like your original songs. And you're like, hey, I love this song. Can we just quickly? And
yeah,
I bet you banged it out in like an hour, right?
It was like a 20 minute thing, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like the best songs come out that quick.
It was cool. It was like a little bit of sunlight coming through the window. It was awesome. A good moment, you know?
Awesome. I like that. And usually when we're at a little get together, gathering, Sam's the guy with the guitar who can sit there and immediately go into like Beatles songs that everyone knows.
Yeah,
and
that was the kind of thing that this recording was, you know?
So check out this song by the Rolling Stones he covers. This is Sam Babine doing Dead Flower.
Yeah, Raw Radio.
We'll be right back.
Woo! Well, when you're sitting there in your cell phone poster chair, talking to some rich folk that you know. I hope you don't find me in my ragged company, 'cause you know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down, 'cause I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers in the morning. Send me dead flowers across the mail. Send me dead flowers on my wedding day. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby Day. Well, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon, with another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers in the morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead, dead flowers on my wedding day. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Not dirty,
Alex. Yeah, you were listening to Dead Flowers by the Dirty Diamond.
That was so soulful.
Yeah, yeah, wow. That's our boy Sam soulful. Doing that song to perfection. Woo! Hey, I made a vow.
I'm going to call you back in a minute, all right?
Dude, Timmy, are you on the fucking phone?
You can't be on the phone right now. Like,
this is a multi-million dollar show, high production
my
value.
Bad, that was this Cyrus is a multi-gazillion dollar show. Right there. We're going to put him on point.
I wanted to make a point on this. Hey, close the bathroom door. There's too much chatter. I can't work under these conditions.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I wanted to make a point on this show to like really calm down because sometimes we get excited and we just start talking like this on top of each other, like 18 voices.
19 voices.
So every now and then, we're going to take a break.
There's nothing wrong with getting a little jacked up.
I know. That's fine. That's fine. It's just like when someone tunes in and all of a sudden they hear like 18 voices like trying to
connect. There's a party in the studio. That's all that means.
That's disrespectful to your listeners.
Right.
Because they're given their time to listen to this fucking show.
That's true.
You know?
Right.
Right.
To put an hour away from your life to listen to us is
regardless of the fact that they're paying for it or not. If we're going to tell you to download our show, we're going to give you good programming. So
right.
Sometimes my hands might come up to be like, guys, let's consciously like be aware of ourselves and just slow down. So
got it.
Don't mind.
But you know, we all love you so much.
But, well, look, I'm guest host on this show, so like, I want my fucking time. You guys call me in here. Shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you claim you're going
to. You know, you love hanging out with us.
What's up? I'm trying to fuck this show tonight. Can I go into my movie thing I wanted to talk about?
We'll go into the movies in just a second, but you were talking about reality shows earlier. Yeah. I have to rant about this real quick.
Do it.
I hate reality shows.
Reality shows suck, but then when they get
they're not real.
Watch
when
your
they
tongue.
Get worse, when they get worse and worse and worse, you start to like, "Oh my god, are you serious? Is this happening? Is this what people are watching?" I was on Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu.
Hulu.com, great site.
And I caught the Jackson 5 reality show.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. They're trying to bank on his death.
Which was started just a few months after Michael Jackson died.
And, exactly.
And his greedy little brothers decided to like, hey, let's use this like momentum to put our own reality show, even though we are not interesting whatsoever.
Right.
Even though we don't have the talent without our golden child.
Alex?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. About four to five years ago, I had a contract with Jermaine Jackson. I designed a line of cosmetics for him that he wanted to launch, and he never paid me for it.
Are you serious? So
you
never, I can see that going down.
That's a good touch.
Did freelance work for Jermaine. What was it? Design?
Yes. His wife, who looks like LaToya Jackson, which is really weird,
okay,
wanted to launch a line of cosmetics, and they hired me to design the whole product and everything. They never paid me for it, never returned my phone calls or emails.
Did the site even launch?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because they moved to Bahrain.
You know what's funny? We're talking about this Michael Jackson and shit.
Yeah.
I actually... I went on YouTube this morning. Mm-hmm. I get up and I meditate, and then I go on a run, which you probably find very like, yeah, right.
No, but actually, that's very
you look
with
like the
times.
Running type.
No, I meditated. I got up at 6 a.m.
You meditate?
And I meditated for a half hour. Usually I meditate for an hour. You should check out Vipassana meditation. It's an unbelievable meditation. You go meditate
you mean?
For 2 weeks. You can't talk or speak to anybody. It's called Vipassana
it's a retreat.
Meditation.
You go there.
Yeah, it's a retreat. But check it out. So I get back from my meditation and my run, and I literally went on YouTube and I typed in Free Willy. Remember that movie Free Willy?
Yeah,
with the
and
whale?
Michael Jackson sings it. And then from there, I went to that one song, You Are Not Alone.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
I am here with
wait,
you.
Wait, what triggered unbelievable. This? What triggered this sequence of events to me?
Life.
Forget about that. We're talking about Michael Jackson. And this is what my point is. My point is this. Michael Jackson made the Jacksons.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
This is just my opinion. Everybody's got their freaking opinion, but this is my opinion. Michael Jackson made the Jacksons, and I actually think that they're trying to make money now that he's dead. I actually think that when he died, they all got a little fired up inside.
I think so,
of
too.
Of course they
Maybe
did.
They didn't show it. Which is sick in the head, but yeah.
Maybe they didn't show it, but they got a little fired up because they're like, wow, we're all going to get a little cut of that.
And they were all jealous of him the whole time anyway.
Actually, they showed it. Actually, they showed it by doing this reality show when the body was still warm. That's how they showed it, that they don't give a shit about their brother. And all throughout the show, you'll hear the Jacksons saying shit like the bullshit, Michael was a gift from heaven.
Oh, fuck you and your greediness.
We really love, like, I could tell they're just doing that just so they could cover that base.
Right.
But they couldn't wait to ride on this momentum.
Right. And on a side note, I'm a little scared about my family because when I blow up, and I'm blowing up, and when I blow up and then when I pass away, maybe before my parents, even though I'm 34 and my parents are like 60-something, but I might die before them because I'm such a hardcore party guy.
Right.
I'm scared that they're going to start cheering when I die. Like the Jackson guys cheered when Michael died.
I have
inside,
a question for
inside.
You. I have a
they didn't cheer
I have a
on
question
camera,
for you.
But inside, they were fucking cheering.
I have a question
I know this
for you.
Shit.
Wait, why do you have this innate, incredible urge to quote unquote blow up? Are you not content with life already? Why do you need other people's recognition?
You know what,
of you?
Timmy, life,
everybody wants to
life
be somebody.
Is all about teethering on that edge of destruction.
But somebody who you are is not decided balance. By other people. It's
you know
what?
By I'm going to be totally honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow up. I don't want to be big time. But the problem is, I'm put here on Earth to be big time. There's a lot of actors out there. There's a lot of actresses, models, you name it, comics, that think they're going to be big time.
Right.
But they're not. But they really think it. I don't think it. It's just the way it is. I mean, you
I
can't
respect that.
You look at me. If you guys listening out there would look at me and then you'd listen to me talk, you'd be like, fuck, this guy is going to fuck Hollywood.
I'll
He's
going to
pull Hollywood's pants down and fuck them in the ass.
When I first met Timmy, I was like, he's definitely a character. He makes an impression.
Yeah.
But you don't need massive public acknowledgement for that.
Right.
You are who you are in your everyday life. Even if the clerk at 7-Eleven looks at you and feels amazing, that should be good enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are who you are, you know? And
but
and it
you
just
shouldn't
so
have the need to, like, oh, I'm going to blow up. But you should keep that awareness of where your blow up point is and
no,
constantly just balance.
I'm not,
balance,
not,
you know
I'm not
what
trying
saying?
To make my penis bigger than it is.
No, I know.
How I'm big
just,
is it?
I'm just. All right, Yeva. I'll show you.
Let's do inches. What's the circumference?
No, the reason why I bring that up is because I was watching this great little documentary on the Coen Brothers movie. Have you seen Lady Killers?
No, I haven't. I'll look into that, though.
They're all about a bunch of guys who are fake musicians, and there was a guy on the DVD who made the musical instruments for the whole movie. He's a luthier. He's a guitar maker.
Okay.
And what he was saying is, in his experience, the perfect guitar is one that's right on the point of falling apart, that where it's like it moves enough to move sound, but it's not rigid enough so that it's not moving sound. You know what I'm saying? So I think humans should live on that same basis, on that
You're
same principle.
You're just an instrument.
You're an instrument, and you function at best when you're at that point
but
of
But you know
destruction.
What makes that so? When you are ready to be a nobody, that's when you're everything.
Here's the thing. Everybody has a calling, you know? Everybody has a calling. You could believe in Osama bin Laden.
Whatever.
You could believe in Jesus Christ. You could be Jewish. You could be Korean. Whatever you believe in.
But if you don't believe in yourself.
Everybody has a calling, and a lot of people know their calling, but they just don't follow it. And it just so happens that my calling is the entertainment business.
Yes.
Now, is it radio? Is it stand-up comedy? Is it movies?
It could be all of it.
Is it commercials? I don't know. It could be all of it. Thank you, Yeva. I love you to death. But you know, you have to follow that calling, and I've never followed it until kind of now. So you guys are in an exciting position. You're, you know, interviewing
it's
me.
It's such a pleasure
here.
To have you here. Thank you.
And one
it's
day
an opportunity.
You'll be able to sell this for probably $500,000 because I'm going to be John Belushi and I'm going to OD on drugs.
Half. I mean,
you're underestimating us.
We have four people involved. It's the recession. We're going to ask for a little more than half.
Where are we at? Let's go. Keep
a
it
gazillion.
Coming.
But just to Nothing wrap up less. That whole shit about the Jackson 5,
yes.
The Jackson 4's talents are 1/10 of what the Jackson 5 talent is.
I agree.
So for
with
them
you.
To do this show, it was a complete joke, and I just had to
I
say
agree
something
with you
about
110%.
That.
Don't bank you on know? Your brother's death. Thanks.
Absolutely.
And appreciate that.
And don't try to put little soft remarks like, we really love that brother.
You know, they really
By the way,
like
I want to plug Han Vodka. I'm drinking Han Vodka right now during
so Vodka. Wow, you just sound like an alien.
Yeah, when you go into Raptor mode, It's interesting.
How long have I been fucking this show? I've been fucking this show for a long time.
You know what?
Ladies, if you're listening, you know what? I have to point out this much.
I think Timmy Z practices Tao of Ancient Love, because if he can go on this long without coming, that's a big deal. Because, you know, women take a
Timmy,
while.
Timmy, why aren't you doing porno if you can last this long?
You know, I really never stepped into that.
That's another avenue if this acting shit doesn't work, man.
I don't want to go there, but...
Because guys are only props in porn. They're not the main attraction.
All of a sudden, we're going to porn.
I know, but a guy who can sustain is a talent on porn.
Well,
on
I'm going to plug this. This one's for all the
a
high school...
A guy who can sustain is a
this
saint.
This is for anybody that wants to do steroids. I took steroids after high school, and I did a bunch of them. I weigh 180 pounds right now, and I got up to 225 pounds. The thing with
I could see
doing
you all
a lot
up.
Of steroids, and if you don't have a doctor's consent,
you break out.
I went to Mexico and I got a bunch of steroids.
Right.
Your dick will shrink.
No, I know.
When my dick is not hard, it's about the size of a fucking penny. But
that's not good at all.
But if I got a hard on, it's like, you know, a good 10 inches or 9 or
what
7.
What the fuck?
Is it like that now after this? Is it like that now after the steroid use? Or back then?
I think it is, but I've never actually gone. I've never actually showed somebody my cock. Could I show you guys my penis?
Well, let's pass on that.
It's fully erect, no.
Okay, well, let me put my hand in my pants.
Fluffers.
Yeah, where are the
fluffers? We have a bunch of fluffers in the room right now. Please come fluff him.
Where are
Raw Radio, you guys got everything. You got fluffers.
Where are the original
Raw
Radio fluffers? Official. No, but once you do porn, you can't go back to doing this.
I
want to
hear another song by Sam, man. That was Matcha, dude.
I thought I was listening to fucking Bob Dylan. It goes down to your soul, grabs you by the balls, and pulls you out.
Well, look, I brought in a movie thing. And
or ovaries, sorry.
Do you want to go there or not?
We could definitely do that. But we are going to play another one of Sam's as we close, because he brought a couple of songs.
We're
that
closing.
We
gotta, or
no, no, no. When,
over,
when, the show, when the show wraps up, we'll play another one of Sam's
I want to do one before the show closes and then one when the show closes.
We can do that. I mean, the show's open. Hey,
we want to Samify the show.
You brought me on the show. This is my show, goddammit.
So wait, you're all about...
I'm getting autistic and shit.
You're all about... You're an actor. You're all about reality shows. Timmy, let's slow down, everybody. We're getting at that point where we're yelling on top of each other.
But it's fine.
Group Om.
Oh.
I got anger sharks swimming around in my brain. Sorry.
But you're a fan of movies because you do movies. You want to do movies?
I love movies.
What kind of movies do you like?
You brought a list to your. What kind of movies you into, Timmy?
Well, Yeva, Alex.
By the way, I love how you say Yeva, because it reminds me of how Snoop Dogg would say Yeva.
But that's not Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, this is Snoop
that's
Dogg
some
with
white
my boy.
Guy who don't get laid.
I got my white boy Timmy Z in the studio.
That's a great Snoop Dogg impression.
I don't think
that's Macho.
They think no, I almost sound like Kermit. Okay, go ahead.
I brought in the top 10 must-see movies on DVD today, and they're in no particular order.
Call them out. Let me see if I agree.
All right, I'm going to call them out, but they're in no particular order. You guys could talk about them, and I'll upsell them a little bit, and then you guys could say yay or nay.
I have a feeling...
I don't give a fuck either way, but... Go ahead.
I have a feeling you're covering all bases by saying they're in no particular order, because I bet your number one movie is like one of the cheesiest chick flicks.
Well, let me
don't
fucking
say that.
Wait, first of all, they're in no particular order. All right, Alex?
Go ahead, okay. Timmy.
All right. Number one, not number one. I'm just saying in no particular order. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
I love that with Christian Slater.
Thank you.
Fucking great
you.
Movie.
Fuck yeah. Yeva, we're fucking this show.
Amazing
right now.
Movie.
Yes. Pump Up the Volume was a show with Christian Slater. If you haven't seen it out there, you want to see it. It's on DVD.
It's an old school movie.
It's like an 80s, like late 80s movie.
It's so good.
But it's fucking rad, right?
Isn't it? Who's the chick in that?
I don't know the chick in it, but it was with Christian Slater. And the movie's all about this guy that goes to high school. He's got no fucking friends.
Right.
And he has this radio show that he does out of his fucking basement.
So good.
And it just turns into this big thing where everybody tunes
in
all the time.
And all of a sudden, he's the bee's knees.
Yeah. And it was like Loveline back in the day with Poor Man, who's a good friend of mine. Poor Man had a show called Loveline back in the day, and everybody used to listen to it. So that was number one, but it's not number one.
I like that movie in no particular order.
You got to stop saying no particular order. We get it. These are your top 10 favorite movies.
Exactly. Next movie is Goonies.
Goonies is the best.
Goondogs.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
All right. We'll just move on.
Enough said.
Next one is St. Elmo's Fire.
I haven't seen that.
Is that a drama?
This movie has a bunch of actors that became famous, and this was like their breakout movie.
Right. Is that the
one
hospital
of the Sheen
movie?
Brothers was in it. Another guy was in it that was on the show ER. And but I specifically wrote down Demi Moore was in this.
Oh, okay.
Demi
That's
Moore
why.
Was in this, and she was this coke whored out coke chick, and she was like the hot chick
that works
and all
in any
that
movie.
Out of all the friends. But it's about a group of friends. It's about a coming to age thing where they're all going
fucking
to college and they leave college and then they just kind of disperse and they're all scared because they're like leaving their little circle of friends.
Right.
Okay, moving right
okay.
along.
Saint Elmo's Fire.
Rudy.
Oh. The football Rudy? Movie?
The football movie, yes.
I'm usually not into sport movies, but that's a good movie.
Okay.
First movie that made me cry.
Thank God. Yeah. God bless you. Kudos. Check this out. I used to watch Rudy in high school.
Yeah.
I would go home for lunch.
Right.
I lived in Palos Verdes Estates, and I went to school in South Torrance. I was a bad kid. I got kicked out of the Palos Verdes school. And I would go home, athlete of the year, by the way, South Torrance, 1994.
Okay.
Anyways, long story short, I go home, and I literally, I'm obsessive compulsive, and I go home and watch Rudy every day during lunch.
What was the scene that got you when everyone's yelling Rudy for him to come on?
Yeah,
wasn't he the retarded guy that made
this
it? Is that the one?
I love movies that are a true story. This movie was a true story. It's about this guy that grew up in a small town. All his family and him watched Notre Dame. He wanted to go to Notre Dame. Next thing you know, he went to a junior college, then got into Notre Dame. He wanted to play football for Notre Dame. His final year, he played for Notre Dame. Total underdog story. He's like 5'5", nothing. True story.
And then all that practice wanting to play
for one freaking
game.
Play.
Yeah.
And they carried him off the field, and to this day, he's the only football player they ever carried off the field.
Because he had heart, and the whole movie's about him having heart.
Next. Just heart, guts, passion. Okay,
not into football.
Heat.
Next.
Heat.
You don't have to be into football to like
Heat?
Rudy.
Yes,
Heat
Al Pacino?
Is an awesome movie. When I was in college, here's another compulsive, obsessive, compulsive
Wait,
story.
Did you watch it over and over again in college?
Oh, yeah.
What is with Heat in college? Many, many, many times. We did that, too. What's with that movie?
Heat's a great movie because it's got so many powerful actors. It's got the Kilmer, it's got the Pacino, it's got the De Niro, it's got the Danny Trejo, it's got all these powerful actors in it, but it's a movie about how these guys rob banks, and I love the fact of it. So I used to watch the movie all the time, and from that freaking movie, I kid you not, nobody's going to research this, so this is good. I actually, from that movie, I got excited and I stole a bike one night with a guy at a bike shop. I stole
a bicycle.
I stole a $1,500 Gary Fisher mountain bike.
Was it a beach cruiser?
And I have, as you can see in my hand, I've got I had stitches right there because I kicked in the door with this guy. And he stole like a BMX bike.
Wait a minute, were you on something or just this movie of these thieves just got you inspired?
This movie just excited me and I ended up...
No chemicals involved.
Pulling this thing kind of like fired up from this movie.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along.
Let's go.
This show's short and my life's long. Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Chris Farley. Tommy
Boy. I haven't seen it.
Rest in peace.
You haven't seen Tommy Boy yet?
No, I haven't.
It's one of the funniest Chris Farley movies.
God. I'm not into Chris Farley. I don't know why, but go on.
Moving right along.
Let's move along because we're gonna argue.
I like that one because I'm a big Bill Murray fan.
Caddyshack, great movie.
No, it's the best movie of all time, though.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Did you know Rodney Dangerfield did not become big? He started doing stand-up comedy in his 30s. Rodney Dangerfield, he started doing stand-up comedy in his 30s. I know because I'm an aspiring stand-up comic. He did not make it on the stand-up comedy scene.
Yeah.
So what he did was he went back to his day-to-day business job. After that, he said, fuck this. I'm going to give it one more shot. In his 50s, he went back, started doing stand-up comedy. Out of chance, he got an audition to play this guy in Caddyshack, Al Zurich or whatever the fuck.
Life-changing role.
And boom, he got the role. Next thing you know, for the next 5 years, he's getting all these
Dangerfield
roles.
Funny guy, but an ugly motherfucker.
Moving right along.
Dangerfield loved stand-up comedy so much, he did it until the day he died. People were saying he would show up randomly.
He died young.
Surprisingly, at some small-ass venues.
He's got a place in New York, Alex, called Dangerfield's. You got to check it out.
Hey, all right, hold on, Timmy.
Dumb and Dumber.
You said you're also...
I love Dumb and Dumber.
Hold on. You said you're also a stand-up comic, Timmy.
Yes.
Is there a certain like routine or a way you open shows? Like, you know how people go, oh, it's good to be here, y'all look great, or, oh man, I'm coming from New York, whatever. Is there something that you always do to start the show off?
I'm under an alter ego. You can find me on Facebook under Timmy Z. But
so
I'm,
pretend you just came on stage, you have a fucking full-ass crowd. What would the first 30 seconds of your act sound like?
I'd probably start like this.
Go ahead.
Where I wouldn't say anything. See how I pause there for a while.
One of those, okay.
Because I got a dress on. So dry humor? Are gonna be like, what the fuck is this guy?
And but are you dressed in any weird way?
I just told you I got a dress on. And it's an Andy Kaufman-esque type bit. And I basically come on the show, and then I, you know, I'll say something stupid like, if I knew when I was 5 years old, if I, like, I'd say, like, if I knew in kindergarten that I'd be wearing this outfit in front of all these random people at 34 years old, I would have jabbed a crayon in my fucking jugular.
But that's the specialty of life. You never
know. Not a good fucking move, man, because you're known for the guy in a dress instead of how funny you are. Come on. You can't start the show.
Don't start
like
talking
that.
Shit. We're doing my movies. Top 10. Here we go.
Next.
In no order.
Next.
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
We just did Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, we did Dumb and Dumber.
But the Big Lebowski, I love that.
Classic cult.
The dude, man. I'm the dude. No, man. I'm the dude.
Yeah.
And in final, but not in final. But just the final one, Dirty Dancing.
You Ladies, can't go wrong with that.
You know what I mean?
That's the best.
I'm not going to lie. I beat off to Patrick Swayze after I watched that movie.
Oh, come on, Timmy. A little bit more of a girl movie, though. No?
Not really.
No?
I'm not going
to
lie.
All that hot dancing turns anybody on.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Even though she had a big schnoz then, which then she got a nose job, but hey, who's counting?
No.
Talk to me.
You don't really come on stage with a dress on, do you, Timmy? Be honest. You do. Yeah. And that's
Bingham.
Your act.
Chuck Bingham.
Does that take the nervousness away? Is that why you
Chuck
do that?
Chuck Bingham.
Is it a tight dress or a
It's like, you know
dress?
How they say you should come up and pretend everyone's in their underwear or you're naked or whatever?
But he's in his underwear.
But you're in your dress.
The thing with the thing that's great is that I'm under Chuck Bingham. That's my professional name. That's my entertainer name. Like, Vin Diesel's not really Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel was a name he worked as.
Yeah, I know.
Club
it just sounds hard. His name is probably like Dwight Goober Reynolds.
That's not a bad name.
I don't want my name to sound hard, so I'm Chuck Bingham. Chuck Bingham is a cross between a painter that I knew named Chuck and Bingham from Tracy Bingham that was in Playboy.
I always imagine
like
people named Chuck to have a beard.
Or a used car salesman.
I got a little.
You call Chuck. I'll take care of you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Chucks are nerdy.
Chuck,
you're not nerdy.
The biggest name in TV, Chuck.
You're quite handsome. You shouldn't
Raw
be a
Radio,
Chuck.
Yeah.
You should be Rudolph.
I am fucking Raw Radio.
I know.
Right now,
I know. I'll never make it in stand-up comedy because I thought when I go on stage to do like a stand-up routine, my opening line would be this. Tell me how bad it is. Hey guys. So my friends say I watch a lot of TV, but I don't think so because I figure 15 minutes will save you 15% or more
suck.
On car
Stop
insurance.
Now.
Hold on, I got 3 laughs though. No?
No.
Is it a start, Timmy?
No. You know what comedy is? Comedy is telling the truth.
Where are we at? Because I've got my limo driver waiting in the parking
lot.
Where
we're at is I want to hear another Sam songs. Is that where we're
Sam?
At?
Sam?
Can we hear another one of Sam's songs?
Because the show is all about like promoting independent musicians, artists,
and
playing their shit to thousands of listeners. So.
Damn right.
Oh, by the way.
Are we dropping a Sam
this
track?
This is the way to do it nowadays because I printed out an article. That the movie industry hit a record $10 billion profit this year.
On?
From movies.
Like theater or DVD or
theater,
both?
Theater, DVD, everything. Even though they were claiming that piracy is killing the industry.
It's promoting it.
Hey guys.
They don't know that. This is why these old... What's up, Timmy?
Can I put a call in real quick to my buddy?
Are you fucking serious, Timmy?
Oh, he didn't pick up. Anyways,
Timmy.
Shut up.
Brow, brow.
MTV, shut up. My bad.
Multi-million dollar show. Sorry. High production
Gazillion.
Value.
My bad. I still got a lot to talk to you guys
Nearly
about.
Nearly all the major... I just have to say this. This is so important because we were talking about this on the show, to put your music out there for free. There's nothing wrong with pirating movies, pirating other people's music.
Getting it out to the people. That's the main point.
Because
don't get greedy.
You end up... Because you end up giving them word of mouth. And through that word of mouth, it's priceless to the artist to have all this
Absolutely.
Word of mouth. So the artists, the record labels, the record companies should engage and should really promote.
They should give blowjobs to pirating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. They should create more avenues for pirating because look what it did to their industry. They set record profits in a recession time.
Well,
so this is proof. It's not really proof because no one can prove that this had to do with that. Like
Listen,
piracy
pirating
had to do
exists
with that.
Because there's a purpose to it.
But in my intuition...
Current technology drives that.
My intuition tells me this is the reason. Because
Listen, as a creative person, when something of yours gets profited, don't you feel good about that?
Mm-hmm.
So would I. If I create art and I put it on the internet and it gets pirated, I feel good about that. Like, people want my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not greedy about it. As long as what I create gets to the people, that's what I'm happy
right.
about.
Right.
Don't get greedy.
You remember before we were watching movies, they used to have, like, gaffers?
Are you talking to me now?
I'm talking to
you
and Yeva.
I'm
talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And Yeva always chimes in no matter what.
Chime.
Do you remember before movies would start, like a gaffer would be on the big screen saying...
What's a gaffer?
I'm going to be out... The guys who do the backstage stuff during movies or whatever.
Alex, just on a side note.
Yeah.
Yeva, I really like your boobs. Yeva's the co-host. Her boobs are basically showing.
They're not.
They're not showing. There's a little lace on top.
Okay.
lace on top.
They're very nicely camouflaged behind lace.
The contours of her boobs are showing. But
I have nice boobs. I'm sorry.
Anyways,
I'm not
back to the discussion my point really about, interrupted you.
Yeah, sorry. Before, why am I saying sorry? You interrupted
Let's move
me
on.
Too.
They have names too.
We're
going to
move on.
Later.
Anyway, bottom line, there's power. There's power in giving your shit away for free. There's power in us stealing and talking about music,
so
basically.
I'm talking about. I want to hear a Sam track. Can we do it? Or
yeah,
not?
Let's do that. Sam, can you give us a little intro on this one before we hear what's going on?
I'm gonna head out, Sam.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're gonna play a track called "I Instead."
By I've heard that.
So good.
By my group, The Dirty Diamond.
Awesome.
And I hope we've cued it right.
It's an amazing song. All
right, baby. I heard that at the Wilton when you opened up for Danzig.
It's such an amazing song, honestly.
Fucking badass shit.
There we go.
"I Instead" by the
Dirty
Diamond.
Bring it. I gotta go take a piss. Go for it.
He would buy you forever. You're deserted and he's dead and standing here. I instead. Sweet girl, you wanna start it all over. Do you think I'm downright down without you? Wanna kiss you or buy you a drink into the night. We will sing into the night. We will sing. I try to find your cloudy mind. You're far from what I need. So I join this rocking band, and I'm singing out of key and making it standing here. I instead standing here. I instead. Hey, I tried to find your cloudy mind. You're far from what I need. And so I joined this rocking band. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
That was
our very own Dirty Diamond.
Smooth.
Macho.
Smooth as a motherfucker.
It was too good. We had to play some of Sam's stuff twice during the show.
So good.
And, you know, this show is not without our own musical talent of Yevolution.
Macho.
The only solution.
That's right.
Because we played a thing in your past where you took When You Love a Hooker and converted it to your lyrics.
Yeah, Armenian.
Yeah, but you never did it in Armenian. That's another talent you have. You take songs that are popular pop songs.
Right.
And convert the lyrics to Armenian. And
perfectly synced.
Perfectly synced. And you don't even have to know Armenian. The shit sounds funny. Like, for example, like Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. You love doing that one.
I do. It's my original hit.
Pat, can you play the original so we can hear it?
Get hard when I hear this.
Because you're ready to go. Already
fucking mirrors with that thing. I'm
not that innocent. Fucking the show tonight.
We're fucking the show. And now here's Yeva with her Armenian version.
All right, acapella.
Acapella,
yes.
Baby.
And here we go.
Vai
no di zareti, sorti tetrarati, korachari mech, vai tavatan and vai kartu mesan merem, verevite mi che. Yes, it can on merchem.
Yeah! I love.
Yeah. Raw Radio, thanks. Exclusive.
Exclusive. I love how you take the ooh, baby to Weitzhavatanem.
Because that's what it is. Ooh.
All right, I'm about to come, Alex. What do you got?
Did that turn you on, Timmy?
Come on, baby, yeah. Baby.
Yo, Timmy, so let's wrap up everything you're involved with, man. You have this new reality show that's going to air.
Seducing Cindy, Seducing Fox Cindy. Reality Channel. You can check out the teaser at glassmanmedia.com.
You were one of the 25 crazy, wacky actors that are characters out there in the reality world.
Well,
they picked you.
There's some actors, there's some not, but there was 500,000 right. applicants, and I got picked out of the 25.
And also, you mentioned that show. I don't know if it succeeded or failed, Mentalist.
Yeah, no.
Tell me about
CBS
that.
Has a show called The Mentalist on right. CBS. They're actually doing a reality show on Discovery Channel. It comes out in the springtime.
That sounds like a failure
comes
to me.
Comes out.
It's with a guy named Keith Barker that's actually a real magician / hypnotist.
Right.
And it's so funny because I went to him. And he hypnotized me on the camera. You'll see me on Discovery
Were you
Channel
actually
on this fucking show.
Were you playing?
No. I was serious. I did not get hypnotized. So just for the record, hypnotism is fucking bullshit.
For you, but it might work for other people.
I don't know about that. I think it's all big hoax. It's like psychic readers and stuff like
what
that.
Let me tell you, what it is with hypnotism is you have to believe
absolutely.
For it to work.
I was just thinking that. If
really?
You don't believe,
yeah.
Just like healing, if you don't believe you're going to heal, you're not going to.
If you're going to constantly keep aware in your conscious that, nope, this guy's not going to do it to me. Nope,
right.
He's full of shit. Nope, I'm here. He's not going to be successful. You have to work with him.
Basically, reality is very literal.
I'm going to tell you guys something. They right. told me not to sleep the day before, but don't say that on camera. So
I
showed up there.
They work on your weaknesses.
And I didn't even sleep
the whole night
before.
So did you play along that he's hypnotizing
I
you?
I did play along.
Oh, and so you're fake hypnotized
hoax,
on the show.
And I'm telling you right now, if your Raw Radio show airs before that show, which it will. Springtime, Discovery Channel, reality show with Keith Barker. It's a mock off The Mentalist on CBS. It is fucking fake as shit.
Well, there you go, baby. We had Timmy Z talking
Timmy
about his
Z?
Life, his career.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on
awesome
our show, Timmy.
Show.
You're an absolute character. Yeva, you're the sexiest being in this room ever.
Oh, my God. You're so kind.
And Facebook Chuck Bingham.
I love that you're dressed up for Raw Radio. You should always
Thank
be
you.
This sexy. Yeva.
Any
what about my dress?
Reason. Any reason to get this dressed
beagle?
Up, I'll take up on it.
Raw Radio, I love you guys.
Yeah,
stay
baby.
Beautiful.
We're
and
out of here.
Sexy.
Show's over. We'll see you in a week.
I love you. Kiss, kiss. Mwah.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say that you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. There's nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do that you can learn how to be in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. All you need is love.
like you know. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. No way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.